Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Question off the bat, the text line, Bill, is the drought over or not after last night?
Okay, he's strapping into the plane.
Drought's over.
Drought's over. We had some rain last night.
Is it?
A couple hours of rain. Yeah.
Do we have any numbers, Jake?
I didn't see it. Oh, you have a number, Sip?
Missing Tooth Gray.
I didn't see an official number.
Ooh,
from last
night. He doesn't like his name used with weather, but he said.
Yeah, he's had issues.
I thought he banned himself from weather.
It was sunny outside. Buckle up, the next 10 minutes is going to hit. Didn't rain for 9 days.
He's very sensitive about this topic.
He made some.
And he's listening, so.
He made some
bold statements.
Good morning,
Greg.
Good morning. 1.20 inches.
Whoa. Drought set definitely over then.
Is that a lot?
It's a lot. We'd like to have gotten a little more. There's been some areas in the state that have just gotten, they caught that storm, what was it, mid last week, where they got some 2 to 3 inches in the middle of the state?
Yes.
And they got hit again.
They did.
Really? Yeah, they got hit again really good.
Listen to us. It's like we're in line.
It's Super important State. Out, guys. I follow the cattle business now. It's very important when you get into the Arthur Hyannis area, Mullen, to get this. Everything goes green, and that is good to have for the
I can see you talking to the checkout lady at Super Saver right now. Telling her about Arthur.
I'd love to. Yes.
We're talking weather.
Jesse in Milford says 2.33 inches at his house in Milford.
Oh, so what's the deal?
The airport says 1.6 inches. So it was a lot of rain last night.
Oh, so really? So Greg found himself a little.
Well, once again, Greg.
Greg found a little spot in Lincoln where it didn't rain.
1.2.
The airport got 1.66, Greg.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't 1. Know if
1.66.
Yes, interesting.
God, last night it rained. I mean, this was last night.
Yes. What time did you go to bed? At 7?
Early.
It was starting raining about 8:30, I think. 8:30 the rain began.
Did it?
8:30.
Sure, well, gets me up to go to the restroom. She'd like to go out. And it is just lightning, thunder, and pouring rain. So I'm like, all right.
All right.
Open the door. She shot out, shot right back in.
Yeah. She had to go, though.
Yeah. Right out and right back in.
She had to go.
Yeah. Nothing else you can do.
Yeah. I mean, wow, so it was a deluge?
Yes.
Really?
A deluge.
More so to the west, but we got some rain. The drought is over temporarily, at least in the state. We'll
Feels
take
good
it.
Out
There's
there,
a chance of today and tomorrow yet.
Yes,
tonight, yet
we do have some rain chances today.
If we could double down with a nice rain in behind this, then we're cooking with gas.
Oh, I think we could. That could it looks like it, right? Looks like it.
Yes, there's a rain chance today. I got golf league tonight, so I hope it doesn't rain then.
Uh-oh.
But we can play in the rain. We've been accustomed to playing in the conditions before, so can't we can survive that.
Can't take the carts, though?
You can take the cart. You just got to probably do the 90-degree rule.
90-degree rule.
You can't go all up and down the fairway.
Yeah.
And sometimes
you know about
it is.
The 90-degree?
Oh, yeah. Very common.
Sometimes it truly is cart path only, where you can't even do 90 degrees. You got to stay on the cart path and walk to wherever your ball is. So if car path is right and you've hooked it left, that is a cranky person at that point, walking a long ways.
I had no idea about the 90-degree rule.
Yes, if it's not like terrible out, but it's wet, you take the cart path and you go right to your ball from the cart path, straight left or straight right.
How often does Golf League get canceled by rain?
I'd say 3 times a summer.
Yeah, this could be
two or three times. Maybe no, nah, let's go twice.
That's very aggressive. You didn't get canceled once, I don't think, last year. I don't think
there was
so.
One.
Are you pushing back on the number of
three cancellations?
There,
Jake,
very passionate about this.
Yeah, well, Jake just threw a I mean, seriously.
I want to say 3 years ago, the entire month of May, we didn't play except 1 week. Wait, Memorial Day was off because of, you know, we don't play golf on that Monday.
You don't.
But I think we had 3 other Mondays that it was thunderstorm and we didn't play. Like this is like 3 or 4 years ago. That almost the entire month of May we missed.
Last
because
year
of
you
that.
Played every.
Last year we might have played everything. Yeah.
So but we'll keep track.
So we'll be here though for the duration of the week, right?
Yes.
On the show. Yes. We're doing shows all week.
Yes.
But not Monday.
Next Monday, we're off for Memorial Day.
A week
yes.
from today, we have we ever done a show on Monday?
No.
There was a pretty big push for us to start doing a Saturday show. I'm not sure when that's going to start.
Do you think that should
Saturday
happen?
Saturday, 5 a.m.
Don't do this.
Saturday, 5 a.m. That we don't interfere with any other previous schedule.
Put your microphone down. Pull it down a little.
It's a little hard right now. I'm hoarse.
What happened?
So that just yelling yesterday at stuff.
What?
Okay. What's that about? What were we yelling at? We need some details on that.
Things
what were you yelling
heated
at?
During lawn work.
You're getting old.
Oh, during lawn work. Okay.
No, there was no yelling.
The guardrail thing really got me.
That was
yesterday.
Good. Yeah. On the group
starting
chat.
Starting to welcome guardrails. Handrails. Handrails. Yes. Oh, my.
I am too. Until you see what's like,
legit.
Oh, this is nice.
It right. is. It's you kind see of what? Welcome.
It is very welcome.
God, we're getting old.
Fine with that.
Elderly.
Yeah, I have officially reached the age where I appreciate a nice handrail. Was the meme that Bill sent us there?
Put one right here.
It could
right here. Be nice.
Possible.
Right there.
Yeah. You could do that.
Anytime I see one, I kind of gravitate towards it now. Kind of like, especially on some steps.
It really resonated with me.
Yeah, it did.
We're starting to lose our balance a little bit.
Handrails are important. Yeah. It's good.
Lose your balance. You ever notice that, too? You do. Sometimes you just lose your balance.
You do.
For no reason.
Sometimes
you just
fall down.
All of a sudden you're standing there going, whoa. You do. You're like, whoa. It's kind of like, do I have a sinus infection? Or no, I don't.
Just getting
Why
old.
Did I just about fall down?
Why did I just about fall down? Yes.
No reason.
It can happen to you all the time.
So you weren't yelling at people, Bill.
I was not yelling
at
that, good.
But
Marlo Horse.
I'd like to talk about an event.
Please.
That Shelby Rising City.
Oh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Love that area.
Well, it's right
now
just south of you. Just south of you. Just it's combined.
I know, and
now.
I never
They're
spent much time there.
Yeah, just south of you. So the weird part is, so I go up the road sometimes through Stromsburg and whip over through Albion that
Let me
route.
Think about this.
And then I'll go through Rising City, then crank on to 81 and go up into Columbus. There's about a 6 mile space in between the two that's a road I don't go down.
Yeah.
And that's right where Shelby Rising City is. And what a city that is.
Is it yes. What which one is it?
What's that?
I think you're probably in Shelby.
This
yeah.
is Shelby. Rising City is the other way, but that right. was the school. But
Shelby.
Yeah. But I tell you what, get to Cubby's in Shelby. Because that was one of the most remarkable convenience stores I've ever seen in my life. It's a convenience / grocery store. And it was, it was really remarkable.
I've never been to Shelby.
Yes. I will still live in Arthur, but I will have a vacation Airbnb in Shelby.
And Lincoln.
What's that? Lincoln's 50.
You going three homes?
No, I don't know. The Lincoln one will kind of, because the third one, we all know what's going to happen to the third one. I told you I'm going to go on the North Dakota-Canadian border to try to get 1 month of summer.
That's all Bill wants.
Yes,
I'd
like to keep things dark
You'd
and
like
cold.
To get...
But here's what happened there. So I'm speaking to the teachers afterwards.
And Wait a second. This is in Shelby.
In
Shelby, yes. And I get this lady, Sarah, mm-hmm. and she goes, I have a, my nephew played football at Nebraska. See if you might know his name. Carson Schott.
Oh.
Carson
Whoa.
Schott.
Hang on a second.
Yes. I go, stop. We took a picture, sent it to Carson immediately. He freaked out. He's like, Aunt Sarah, are you kidding me? Yes. Sitting in the front row.
His
asking
aunt.
Questions. His aunt. Carson Schott. Yes.
Carson Schott of 1890 / FinTech.
Of FinTech.
Currency.
The right. inventor of
that,
FinTech.
That Carson Schott.
I talked to his aunt. That
now
was
he's it. Essentially running Nebraska football.
Yes, essentially
pretty much
right
is.
Now. It's like, here's what we'll do. I need a left tackle. I'll let you hear. Here's how we're going to do this. Yes. Carson
Schott. Carson Schott's aunt.
Yes.
Wow. And she's a teacher.
Yes, a teacher.
Wow.
In Shelby.
Wow.
So
Carson Schott.
It's I got there about mid morning, stayed till I don't know if I was there from about probably 10:30 to about 3:30 or 4.
Good God.
Yeah, it was a long day.
You texted me. So during the event you texted me.
What's that?
I received a text from you on Friday that said seriously, and it was like at noon or something, wasn't it?
No, absolutely not.
Two?
Yeah, it may have been later than that.
Maybe three.
Maybe like more like four.
Time is difficult.
Probably.
Oh, you're probably driving. Okay, Carson Schott is, his significance to this world is he is a higher up at FinTech.
Well, he's the CEO of 1890.
And a high,
but he also helps out with currency.
Runs FinTech.
Is he a higher up at FinTech?
Basically Sandhills Global.
Yes.
Is he a higher up?
Yes.
He's a higher up.
Absolutely.
Yes. When there is a board meeting, Carson Schott is at it.
He is. That is correct.
He's a young higher up.
He's doing well.
And he's sitting in, and he's always in a nice suit and tie.
He did.
Always in a nice suit and tie. But when they sit down at the boardroom, he's very important.
Carson Schott.
There's no chance any of us are ever better dressed than Carson Schott.
No.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I'll tell you one thing about Carson Schott. He always greets you with a smile.
He does. Yes. That's true. Very happy
warm
guy.
Handshake and smile.
So we took a selfie and we sent it to him immediately.
Sarah.
Yes, to Sarah.
Another Sarah in your life.
Yes. What else? What about you, Jake? Anything idle chit-chat?
Well, I wonder, I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, but I'm 34 years old and I did something for the first time yesterday. I don't know if this is embarrassing or not.
Should we guess?
Yeah.
No, please don't guess. I power washed yesterday. You ever done? I've never.
Your body or your car?
No, the deck. I power washed the deck. It was, if you remember, I don't remember if it was the snowstorm that I got stuck in or the one before that. There was a really nasty snow in March. They had a bunch of dirt brought in, mud.
Yeah, mud.
Brought in from the south.
Yes.
And everything at the house and around us is just filthy. And so we got sick of it. Saying it's a beautiful day. Let's get this taken care of. We talked to her coworker, Andy. And Andy has a power washer. So we used Andy's power washer and power washed the deck for, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half. It was a nice experience. I've never done that before.
Oh, it's
never. It's not. It is nice.
It's like mowing.
You feel progress.
You see
the filth go off.
You see it go. Oh, it's fun.
Have you ever power washed it?
I don't think so. I don't want to close the door on it, but I don't think I have.
When you get to see it, when you see the dirt just go off the deck, it is a nice experience. It's a nice feeling there.
Dirt went off the deck.
Yes. Because it shows you how filthy that deck was, and that storm was gross. If anybody's in the power washing industry, they hit the lottery this year because of that. People this summer will realize I need to do this either myself or hire someone because everything is just a disaster out there with that dirt we had in March.
What else did you power wash?
The patio down below and the chairs, the furniture.
That mud.
Probably 2 hour experience.
I have a little bit left. I got to get off.
It's sick.
It did nothing. I mean, if it rains, does nothing to it.
No,
it doesn't
you have
it.
To power wash it.
It is just a coating of just
it's awful.
Just how about that? What happened? All of a sudden, it snows and we get mud everywhere.
It was odd.
Yes.
It was very odd. Okay, well that's good. And you've had a stomach bug.
Oh
too.
Yeah, it was a rough weekend.
God, you never get sick.
You've been sick a lot.
I've
Jake.
Been sick. I think I've been sick
Jake,
for about three straight weeks
you have.
In some capacity. Concerned. I feel pretty good today, but I
are you concerned?
I am. Saturday night was one of the worst I've ever felt in my entire life. And yesterday was not great. I feel better this morning, but I don't know, either.
Well, I know Jake must
have been sick.
There's
a stomach bug happening.
Because Jake ghosted me on Saturday. And so
if I go back in time.
Now I feel better. He didn't see his face. He knew it. He ghosted me.
I think when you called, I was actually in the bathroom and then I forgot to call you back because I was just in eternal
much,
hell that
too
day.
Much information.
Essentially, well, I didn't say what was happening there.
Were
I was
you
in
brushing
the
your teeth?
No. So I feel a lot better today. We'll see if it's through. But if I do rush out of here, you understand why.
What? Are we in that mode right now?
Not at this moment, but that's happened this weekend if you want the details.
Stomach bug?
No, not good.
The bug.
Not good.
Man, I don't know what to say. Bill's horse. You got a stomach bug.
How about you? You feel okay?
I feel fine.
Someone's got to be healthy in the group.
I feel fine. It's just my voice.
Yeah. Your voice is hoarse.
It's hoarse.
Not
is
from yelling
from
at people.
Allergies or something?
It's allergies. 100, Steve. 100. Really hoping for some more rain. I'd like to top this thing off.
It's going to rain.
Did you have any idle chit-chat?
I don't know. I should think about it before I come in. Yeah, there is one question I have for you that sprung up. Hold on a second.
Is this a golf question?
Yes.
Okay. Look at this.
Albatross.
I didn't
Yeah, golf terms. Snowman.
I haven't kept up with LIV Golf.
Okay, I could help you out.
And I had no idea. Okay, well, first of all, this is the tweet that got me. And this is
I saw you retweet this, by the way.
God, you are all over it. Kind of stalking me on the web. Web stalk.
I did web stalk in that one.
World Wide Web.
So let's bring Scottie Scheffler, by the way, wins the PGA Championship by 5 shots. He's 11 under par, wins by 5 over a collective of players, but 11 under par, his third major, first ever PGA Championship. Your question is what?
Okay, now wait a second. This falls under the category of idle chit checks. It's not on the rundown, right?
Correct.
Scottie Scheffler, this is a tweet from a guy named John Ziegler, and it obviously caught my attention. Scottie Scheffler has just won his third major. The over-under for his career total is now 9. If not for Scheffler, the current state of American golf would be the worst in the modern history of the game.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Is that because of LIV Tour?
Well, I mean, a lot of great players went there, but I don't know if I agree with that. And this is why. Don't you want elite players winning the majors? Like, the last few majors have been won by the top 5-6 players in the world. That's what you want for these golf tournaments, is to see the elite players prove that they are truly elite and win. Xander Schauffele is a top 5 player in the world, won twice last year. Rory McIlroy is the number 2 player in the world, won the Masters. Scottie Scheffler's number 1. They're supposed to win the majors.
Hold it. Now read it again.
Okay, and then he defends himself because he...
Read the first...
Yeah, what was the...
First the one tweet again. The first tweet again.
First part was Scottie Scheffler has just won his third major championship.
No, about the state of...
If not for Scheffler, Scottie, the current state of American golf, and he puts in parentheses...
Americans. Yes, American. So you said Rory. That's not... You don't count
but
Rory.
Xander Schauffele is American, and he won 2 majors last year.
I think what he said is correct. What he's saying is
Bill's saying is very in it today.
Because the everyone's too old now.
Yes.
Mickelson's too old. There's no name.
Gone.
I mean, even right now, when you say Schauffele.
Yeah.
It doesn't resonate. Yes, he's one though, but does it resonate? So when I went through the names, when I would see with the little American flag next to him, I didn't hardly know anybody. And there was a time right there when they were like the Americans were way down. It was very international.
Now, here's what he says. There are some people that jumped him. Like somebody named John said, that's a bit hyperbolic. He said, nope. He said, there are only 2 legit American stars, excluding Bryson DeChambeau.
Who's on the LIV Tour, yeah.
Who are sure to win future majors. He's holding firm.
I don't hate that take. I mean, it's great you do have Scheffler. I agree with the first part. Scheffler is certainly someone that brings the eyes. He wins a lot. DeChambeau again is somebody of entertainment. You know, he's entertaining, but he's on LIV Tour. You see him 4 times a year now. That's it.
He says somebody asked him if the sport of golf has declined, and if there is a definable reason for the decline. He says a lot of reasons. LIV is one. Bill, I didn't know this. You probably do because you seem to keep up on things a little better than I do. I did not know they piped music into LIV tournaments and play in shorts.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And they play 3 days. And there's no cut.
What is going on? Yeah. That's not better times.
That's not better times.
If you're a golfer, though, think about that. And you, they
play some bare naked ladies and get myself some cargo shorts.
And just make a ton of money.
Just make a ton of money.
What's the incentive?
To go?
How about to win?
There's none. That's why a lot of those guys.
There's none.
Well, a lot of those guys have lost their, you know, they've lost their weight. DeChambeau's the only guy consistently winning. Now, John Rahm played well this weekend. He folded on the back nine. He was tied for the lead with five holes to go and crumbled down the stretch. But that's a live golfer,
John Rahm
from Spain. But beyond that, you know, guy Dustin Johnson, former number
one,
has fallen off the cliff. Brooks Koepka,
what happened?
Five majors, has fallen off a cliff. He wasn't even competitive at all this
weekend.
Those
are Americans. Now,
so the best part about the whole story with the PGA, though, and I didn't watch a second of it, but I read up on it because I had things going on.
Oh, you're fine.
I just loved the fact that it was just it was a hit show. Yeah, that's all you read about was like there was just like all kinds of things with rules.
Yeah,
fans. Wasn't it Koepka who's the one that got yelled at?
He got yelled at.
Someone said he's playing bad, and someone yelled, "That's what happens when you have guaranteed money." Yelled at him.
That's what we're talking about.
And then he turned around and said, "Come down here and say it." So then it turned into like they talked about how now golfers want to meet fans in the parking lot to settle that.
It's like Happy Gilmore. All
you read about during the whole week was things not being great.
Both Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler before the tournament were deemed to have ineligible drivers. They both had to change their drivers for the PGA Championship.
Hmm.
The ones they used for the Masters, they couldn't use for the PGA for some reason. I'm not sure what the issue was there.
Hmm.
Well, what they say is it's because of continued overuse. It wears down the head of the club to make it thinner, which gives it more of a trampoline experience of the ball coming off the face.
This is John Farrick.
That was
in here.
David Farrick.
You're going to get David.
David, who's John Farrick? Is that his brother?
David's Fogarty.
Brother, John.
I want to be Bill Fogarty. John Fogarty's brother.
He's David Farrity?
David Farrity.
What the
heck? That's pretty deep.
That's the reason
just
for
it. We can keep this golf talk.
Loved reading about all. And then there was so many discussions about the mud on the ball. And
mud ball.
They're in the fairway. And you can play. There's a rule. You can play a clean and drop if you're in the fairway only, right?
It depends on the conditions. If they say before the round,
they can say, listen,
lift clean and drop. Yeah, lift clean place. Excuse me, lift clean.
But you have
place.
To be in the fairway, right?
That's correct. You cannot be in the rough bunker. Rough, only in the fairway.
In the fairway, and that rule should have been applied for this time. This should have been applied.
Yeah, there's a video of Shane Lowry from Ireland in the second round. His ball was like submerged in the ground, and it wasn't lift clean in place. He had to play it as so. Like it was. Playing almost a bunker shot from the middle of the fairway.
Oh, God. How did it go for him?
I bogeyed the hole.
Yeah. Really?
Wasn't very happy about it, as you can probably assume.
I couldn't figure out one thing, Jake, and we're really deep into the golf.
We are.
There was also, I don't know if it was the one that was Lowry the one that freaked out, but that ball was just in a divot. It was
there's somebody else. I think his ball was submerged. Somebody else is in a divot.
Was in a divot, and he was losing his mind and wanted relief. If the ball's in a divot, you don't get relief from
that.
That's been the rule forever. So I don't understand.
Nothing's changed there.
I didn't understand that one.
Nothing has changed.
I had no idea what was going on with that particular one.
That's just somebody cranky, complaining. You know, they don't like
but
the situation.
But there was yelling. There was people upset. there were fans that wanted to fight.
Really? You know, speaking of Brooks Koepka, there's a video, a picture that went viral.
Is that a real picture?
It's real. Somebody saw him in a convenience store in Charlotte with a 12-pack of
a
case of Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
It was Koepka. He's in a regular t-shirt and shorts, got a hat on, he's got a case of Miller Lite. He's missed the cut. I'm just going to pound some beers this weekend, watch some golf.
It's okay.
The best part is he's falling off the cliff. The guy's won five majors.
I know.
You know how hard it is to win five majors?
And to be fair, he did win one of those when he was on LIV Golf. That was like the first year of LIV, he won a major. But since then, he has not been anywhere near competitive in majors. Dustin Johnson has been horrible. Yeah.
What was Mickelson? Horrible. Like 10 over?
Mickelson was, I think, 9 or 10 over. Yeah, missed. He's 53. I'll give him a break.
What happened to Dustin Johnson? He was going to be a force in this world.
He was a force for a while. He won two majors, but then took the money for LIV. It doesn't matter. You are guaranteed money every time you play in LIV golf. 54 holes, no cut. You get two cut. You get team pay. No. You get team pay, and you get individual pay on LIV.
And they were sitting there at the staff meeting. Okay, LIV, let's go over our top golfers that we're paying. How are they playing right now? Not good. Not good.
Doesn't matter.
Not good. Like I said, the only one playing well is Bryson, right?
Bryson DeChambeau. The only player consistently showing up in majors is Bryson DeChambeau from LIV. That's it.
Why does it matter to anybody? It doesn't matter to the Saudis.
The majors are still what you – you want in golf. There's four tournaments you want, and five with, I guess, the Tour Championship.
Can you name, Steve, can you name one LIV event?
No.
I have no idea what one event. It's not like, it's like, oh, are you kidding me? They're playing the whatever.
I didn't know they pipe music in.
They do.
That's just weird. I mean, come on.
Now, they play across, they played in Hong Kong, they played in Australia, they play a couple of courses in America, and Mexico. They play all over the world with LIV golf.
Jet all over the world.
They do.
And that's probably why you only play 3-day tournaments, right?
Possibly.
Because they have to jet around and get paid up front, and nobody follows it. And they wear shorts and pipe in music.
The crowds continue to be pathetic at LIV golf.
Great. So what's the
besides benefit? The one in Australia? That one gets Australia gets a good crowd. That's it, though. Otherwise, they're minimal.
What's the purpose? I don't even want to get into it.
Purpose is to make a lot of money, generational wealth.
I know, but they have. Yeah, I get that part, but then what? Then what is it?
What's your legacy?
Jake's got this. You guys are impressive on this golf.
The driver thing was really well done by Bill. That was impressive.
You are like David Faraday. The LIV Tour is going to come and get you.
I would love to start doing interviews with professional golfers. I would enjoy that.
What if the LIV Tour came at you with $10 million?
What if all of a sudden we're in, what's the cabin?
Butler
Cabin.
At the Augusta National.
Augusta, Bill Bush is there.
Dustin, first question.
Fit in.
What happened, man?
Jim Nance and Bill Bush will now enter. Bill's got the green jacket.
What if the LIV Tour came at you like they came at, I bet, what do you think they came after Faraday for?
A lot of money.
Oh, Faraday's with them?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know Faraday was there.
They got him. Yeah, he left for LIV.
They got him.
A couple years ago.
You know that's a lot of money, too. And I'm not talking $10 million. I'm talking more than that.
He's making good money.
Yeah. They came and got him. They could come and get you if you keep talking about drivers like that.
Well, you might listen.
The trampoline effect.
I guess I got to listen.
The trampoline effect.
Congrats to Scottie Scheffler, 11 under par. The winner of his third major, two Masters wins, and now a PGA Championship. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this month, and if your name is drawn on May 29th, 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day.
Andrew!
Call or text 402-440-6297. Andrew and Newton's Lawn Care.
The Drew.
It was a big weekend. The truth, yes. We don't, you know. This is probably
kind of
my
territory.
It's probably my fault, but we don't talk a lot about Husker softball on the show. I'll take the blame for that. But
we talk about it some.
We do.
You've been sick.
Yes, I'll take the L for that. But this weekend, Husker softball didn't just show up. They pounded their teams. They moved on to the super regional, and it wasn't even competitive. They went 10-2 over UConn in game one, thanks to Southeast Louisiana upsetting LSU
twice. How about that?
This is the home of the regional host.
Yeah.
LSU.
LSU
twice.
Well, just think about right now. Like I said, you know, the most dominant league in softball obviously is the SEC.
Yes,
I mean LSU out. They had a home. A&M, the number one seed overall, gone. That right away is like Sankey's not happy today.
No, he's not.
He's making phone calls. Sankey's talking to Trev this morning. What are we doing? What's going on? Trev's on the call
on
right
the
now.
List.
Yes, he's on the list of who we're going to call.
I think he'd hang that A&M loss, their losses on Trev.
Has to be Trev's fault. So, Nebraska.
Trev, what are you doing?
Nebraska again beats UConn 10-2, 14-2 over Southeast Louisiana. And then yesterday in the final, they went 8-0 to advance. Never really pushed. And Jordy Ball. Now, Jordy Ball, we know, is an incredible player. How about these stats? She came to bat 12 times in the regional and got on base every single time. 5 for 5, 4 home runs,
jeez.
7 RBIs, 8 runs, and 7 walks for Jordy Ball. 12 appearances, 12 on base.
On-base percentage is high.
You can't get better than that. You can't get better than that.
That has to be one of the best stat lines ever.
She had 4 home runs in the regional. She's now the single season record holder for most home runs in the season.
Where are supers at?
In Knoxville.
Knoxville. That's correct.
Yeah, they play Tennessee.
That's correct.
Jordy Ball, she's going to become the first player in NCAA history to win 25 games in the circle and hit 25 home runs. I think she does have 25 wins in the circle. She has 23 home runs. Nobody in NCAA history has ever done that. I didn't know. I don't think she batted a
history.
Lot of Oklahoma. In history. NCAA history. I mean, she's like the best player in NCAA history. I'm not. I don't
want right now
that.
You want.
But that stat, nobody's ever done.
The sport of softball right now is pulling hard for Nebraska.
They are.
Because they want Jordy Ball in the World Series. Because she's
100.
She's potentially, obviously, the best player in softball right now.
Besides that Texas Tech player we talked about.
But she's not. I don't think Canada's batting, is she?
You're probably right.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Jordy
goes, Rudy is here, by the way, and he's shaking his head.
But Texas Tech won again, right? Didn't they win their regionals? They were up.
Don't know.
I do know that they were up. They won one game 12-0 or something of that nature.
So, Nebraska's going to Knoxville.
Texas Tech did advance. They beat Mississippi State 9-6. They're on to the Super Regionals.
Yes. Well, hey, we're out over our skis when we start talking about Jordy Ball being the best in the country. I don't know that.
If she's not the best, she's got to be top three, right?
She wasn't being discussed as the best going into it. I think now it's kind of one of those. And a little bit of that was just SEC dominance of the SEC dominance and then the West Coast dominance of like Big Ten. When you started talking, not Big Ten, but Arizona, UCLA, some of those schools, they were getting more attention.
Okay. Nebraska's
hit
first,
four home runs in the regional.
Right. Yes.
Nebraska's first trip to a regional since? 2014.
20,000. How about just 2014. That doesn't even exist. 2014.
Easy.
Is the
2014. Yeah. We weren't even. I don't even think.
Yeah, we were born.
100%. We were born, but not on the air, right?
No. Not together.
10 years ago.
11 years ago.
Somebody's pointing at us. Oh, that's Brad from the Baldwin shop.
Nice.
Hello, Brad.
Look at the truck he's driving.
Yeah, they got nice trucks.
They got brand new trucks.
This is the street department trucks.
I'll tell you one thing. Things are going well for the street department.
I'm thinking.
It's our tax monies. Yeah, I tell you what it's doing. It's letting Brad drive around and listen to the radio.
We're looking at Brad on O Street.
Yes. Yeah, he's driven away. He's gone.
Turn your phone off.
That's yours.
Yeah.
So, Jordy Ball again. She what do you say?
She's still up. She's 10 cc.
I'm upset about our rating on Thursday about 10cc.
No.
Dreadlock.
Be better,
Holiday.
Rick.
He's still on the Liv. Liv paid them huge money up front, yes.
Thanks for breaking that story, Rick.
DJ, is this true, Jake?
What's that?
Just, we've done our softball thing. DJ got $700 million up front.
It was a lot. I don't know if that.
$700 million?
I don't know if it was that. He got in the.
That does not sound accurate, but it was a lot.
I think he got $100
million.
That's
from Rick Heyman, by the way. That's not official.
I think he got $100 million.
Rick, I think you might want to delve into that one a little bit. $700 million, I don't know.
I'll go with $100 million. I know it was about that much, which
triple
is figure. Still ridiculous.
Figure million?
He was set for life before he went to live. Now he's set for 10,000 lives, Dustin Johnson. But he's lost his game.
Any other softball? I mean, you got to start learning other names, right? Like Ava Kuzak has, I don't know, she has 21
home runs. Was 20. Okay, 21?
Yeah, I guess 21 now. She must have hit one yesterday.
First time that they've had two Huskers hit 20 plus.
That is correct.
In a season.
Ava's she's the shortstop.
What year is Rhonda Revelle?
33 years.
She's 33 years at her finest right now. This is her best.
Well, she got, I mean, Jordy's a lot of it, but it's not all of it.
But it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
I just can't imagine 12 plate appearances never got out one time.
Just think about the differences. Like you said, Texas Tech, I believe, was somewhere around 6-12 in the league last year. Not even close
then
to
what
qualifying
they do?
For anything. They won the Big 12.
Did they buy it?
They won the Big 12. They did with the pitcher. And then now they're in Super Regional.
They're in Super.
And last year, they were not relevant.
No.
Texas Tech also won the men's and women's track in the Big 12.
They did?
And they did. Things are going well at Texas Tech.
They had an Elite Eight basketball team. They should have beat Florida. They blew the game against the national champions.
Which means they could have probably won it all, potentially. They've been in the national championship game before.
They have, with Chris Beard.
Texas Tech in the middle of nowhere. Lubbock, Texas.
Are they picked in their top 20 football team,
I think they're
right?
I think they're higher than that even.
Like 15?
Top 15, I believe. They're looked at.
Things are going well in Lubbock. Yeah, everything. Everything's good in Lubbock right now.
What a place, too. Bill got lost running.
Yeah.
I could see you getting lost there. It's about the size of Lincoln, right?
I had the conversation when I was up in Wausau last week. The guy was from Lubbock, and I said had a situation there, and we walked in through. He goes, "Oh yeah, you walked through."
Thank
the whole
God
thing.
For that lady.
Yeah, save me with the hose. Yeah, come on in.
You were disoriented.
Disoriented.
Even more than usual.
Yes. That cracked you up, didn't it?
Congrats to Nebraska
softball. We're
done with
Idle Chit Chat.
We are. Congrats to...
My voice is starting 633.
Nebraska softball moving on.
633, Jake.
When we come back...
The game show.
No. A division title might not mean as much in the NFL playoffs, depending on a upcoming vote. It's up next, an early break in the ticket.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.